I have us recording. Okay, Monica, you're there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good, all right. Just want to make sure it's recording.
Anticipation.
Nothing. We're going to get started. I'd like to welcome everybody. I'd like to call the special board meeting of the Bartlett Public Library District to order. It's Monday, August 30th, at 7 p.m. The first order of business before everything else is trustee Boyer is needing to dial into the meeting, so we would need to approve her to attend via phone. And I would need to get a motion to allow her to attend.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Trustee Sias, trustee Barry, is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Roll call.
Did you want to do roll call for us, Peggy?
Sure. Trustee Barry?
Here.
Sias?
Here.
Boyer? Monica?
Monica?
Here.
Okay.
Olson?
Yes.
Peggy Beccaro is absent. Me, present. Hopkins?
Here. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic over which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Town hall.
There is none.
Okay, the item, first item on the agenda for tonight is review of the payment of concrete repair bids.
And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Elizabeth and Rick from Studio GC to kind of review the bid process and where we're at and what our goal is for this evening.
Thank you, Carol, and Elizabeth will handle much of the heavy lifting on this. And I apologize, I wasn't at the other meeting. I had a conflict the last time around. Elizabeth took care of things. We had a good bid opening. How many bidders did we have?
There were five.
Five bidders, and we ended up under budget. With a qualified bidder that's been reviewed. I don't know what else to say. Elizabeth, what else do we need to know about this?
We did the last board meeting. I believe I had mentioned an estimated number around 235, and it did come in at 199, and the second and third bidders were not far behind, and we did interview Evans and Sons, and they have done work with our company before. We did call their references. We did review their bid, and we felt that they were qualified. And we also went through and reviewed the alternates with them, and they understood what the intent was. That was in the addenda. So at this point, what we'd be asking you is to either approve or not approve the base bid amount, and then there was also the alternate, which you could approve or not approve as well.
So we recommend approval. There's nothing that okay. We see that.
And in noting on that too, I will mention that in the bid there was $45,000 in contingency. So of that $199 and $199 and $22, there was $45,000 in contingency. So I know there were a few other items that maybe didn't get included that could certainly get included of that $45,000. There was the inside the fence enclosure back here, there was some asphalt that wasn't included originally. That there's some gymnastics with taking down and putting back up the fence and whether or not that asphalt really needed to be replaced. But that plus there was talk of an additional sidewalk out the back connecting to the existing sidewalk there. Those two things together were looking somewhere around $13,000. So that would still be well within the $45,000 contingency that we have. So I don't have any concerns with adding those items.
If you wish.
If you wanted to, yeah. And that doesn't need to be decided tonight. All that would have to be decided now would be whether or not to go ahead with Evans and Son and whether or not to proceed with the alternate. But as far as the other two items, those would be change orders, part of the $45,000 contingency, and that would need to be decided in the coming weeks. Sorry, it's hard to read.
Trustee Olson?
I am very unhappy. And I would like first to, if we could, to go outside and look at the two areas that were just described, because I want the board to appreciate what we're looking at. But I am very unhappy with performance of Studio GC. We were promised at the July board meeting to have the bid specifications, and that did not happen. All that happened was one drawing was presented to the board at that meeting. The specifications were not. After the bids were sent out, I got a chance to look at the bid specifications, and there were errors in the bid specifications, including the fact that the area outside was not included. And I would like to know why it was not included. It's very obvious that the asphalt in that area is highly deteriorated, and I think that's unacceptable. Your organization was chosen on the basis that you came out and did a walkthrough of our property. That was the recommendation from our director. I was opposed to your firm, quite frankly, but you know, as a board, we make decisions, and that one I didn't win. But I don't understand when you came out and walked the property and then walked it again before preparing the bid specifications, how you missed that area. And I would like an explanation.
Well, I think missing it, I mean, the civil engineer may have just thought on his own that it was not worth the hassle of moving all the fencing and such for that little area. It's just a judgment call, plus or minus. You are covered with the cost. We know what it costs to do it.
That specific area is, I mean, it's such a small percentage of the job. It's about $3,000 to for that area inside the fencing. So of the roughly $200,000, it's a very small area. It was missed. It can be included. I don't know if we have much more of a explanation other than that.
Well, I don't understand, you know, when I identified it, and I've never been inside that area, and when it was reviewed by our staff, our director and our facilities manager, and our facilities manager is in that area, I would guess with some frequency, it is literally looking at it from the top, and I want to go out there with this group so that everybody can see it. It is dug up. If you don't deal with it now, when you've got the equipment out here and the people who are capable of doing it, you're going to expend far more later to address a problem that exists today.
I think their point was is that we can add it on right now. It's just a change order,
yeah,
right? So it's with the project. It's not at a later time in the project. Right?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I should mention too, to everybody's point, is including in our bids, we did add unit prices for everything. So in case this happens, you know, nobody's perfect. Occasionally things get missed, but we intentionally put unit prices for our asphalt and for our concrete. So if we ever wanted to add something later or something got missed, we make sure we get a fair price. So those prices are already spelled out. So we can't say, oh, we want to add this, and then they give us an inflated number. they've already given us what the unit price is going to be.
So it has been bid competitively in terms of unit price?
For any extras.
Trustee?
Yes, first of all, I want to thank you. I've been involved in numerous contracts with this library, though. Remodeling, we did a number of years ago, about 6 years ago now already. But when we send something out to, it's been my experience, when we send something out to bid, that's what we may know at that particular time. This amount of area you're talking about is a de minimis, very small amount of money. It doesn't really affect my viewpoint of your organization. And since I'm aware of that area, I don't see a need for the board to go out and look at that area. Just look, oh, it's crumbled. Okay, it's crumbled. I know that. I've been on the board now for 8 years. I've had an opportunity to see that before. I'm glad it was caught. It wasn't taken care of. But I'm very happy with your work, and I look forward to looking into, I have some questions about some of the other bids, but that's about it.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of, like you said, people make mistakes. It wasn't in there. We know it's there, and so we'll add it in. I don't see a huge deal. We had already discussed already doing it. Okay, so just add it in, right?
And it has been bid competitively, so it's not like you're going to pay extra for it.
And we have a contingency.
And I remember speaking when Nate and I were doing the tour about the moving of the generator, and all of that was involved with that area. So
the generator itself wouldn't have to move, but the fencing surrounding that area and any other equipment that's freestanding in there.
Yeah, I do have a comment also. We chose you over other companies because we do believe in, Trustee Olson, certainly he's entitled to his opinion, but we were very comfortable with your performances in the past and hopefully moving forward. Things get overlooked at times, but again, it isn't a completed project. It's something that's just starting, and moving forward. And we'll just be, have to be a little more scrutinized with what we see and do, but certainly don't have a problem with what you've done.
Thank you. I have just a question about the contingency amounts. I believe they were different for the different bids. Could you just define what that came about?
It should be, I'm not sure where you're seeing that, because it should be the same.
I thought I saw different contingency amounts for some of the different bids.
Are you talking about the alternatives?
The alternates?
Those are all different prices.
Contingency is stated.
It's a state.
We tell them what contingency to carry in.
Yep.
So.
My mistake.
I have them all here because I can see them too.
No, I got my jargon mixed up. Sorry about that.
Do you still have a question on that, though?
No.
Are there any other questions?
I have some questions. You said you'd worked with Evans and Son before. Have you worked with any of the other bidders on other other jobs?
Take a look at their names again.
Yeah, I can tell you. Personally, I have worked with AccuPaving, A-Lamp, and Chicagoland. Those are the three personally I've worked with numerous times. Our company has worked with Evans and Son multiple times, just not me, but my other the other partners, yeah. The one I hadn't worked on was the last one, that Truck McNeil, but they're a pretty large company. They've done a lot of work around as well.
Trustee Olson?
I have a question about why you recommended a company that did not complete all of the required bid information. I thought part of what we had contracted with you for was to, in fact, review the bids, ensure completeness, and there is a whole list beyond the financial statements of things that weren't provided as of the bid deadline and still haven't been provided. You know, for the financial statements to show up today, when the bids were due on the 20th.
And I just emailed them today, I'm sorry. I've had them for a little while. That's part of our review process. But I typically, and a lot of boards don't ask for them, so I didn't send them over. But I did email them today.
Well, they weren't part of the bid package.
Right.
I went through the detail on every one of the bid packages. As I did look over your drawings and caught the errors, I am wondering why you have recommended a firm that clearly did not provide all of the required information.
The financial statements, and this is just the way it's typically done, we don't necessarily force everybody to provide those up front because it's confidential information. They don't necessarily want it around. As far as we're concerned, we need to review those. We need to review them before the client accepts that bid. Okay, we review it. We say, when we come up in front of you and say, yes, we think it's fine because we have reviewed the financial statement.
But there's a whole list of other things that we still don't have from them.
And
the documentation of the minimum of 5 continuous years in business, their answer to that was, if we get the job, we'll provide. That is not an acceptable answer if you're bidding for something. Documentation of the project matter, sure, that will be assigned to the project. Documentation that the contractor meets the requirements. Documentation that the contractor's insurance rating is 1.0 or less. None of that information was provided by your preferred bidder. And so I have to ask, what is the relationship between your firm and this bidder?
The relationship between our firm and this bidder is that they are the low bidder, period.
But they didn't provide the information, and that is the qualification at the gross level in terms of whether their bid is even considered. So you're saying that a firm practice of yours is to accept incomplete bids, and then if they happen to be the low one, then what?
All of that material will get scrutinized before we actually have the contract and work through the contract and sign it off with them. I don't know
We had lengthy discussions with the project manager, Mario, who from Evans & Son, who has, like I stated, completed multiple other projects in our office within the last 10 years. So we know the company has been around for that long. As far as any documentation of that needed in writing, we would provide that to the attorney when we have the contract in place.
Trustee Perry?
Yes. I've read enough of this information, and I'm willing to make a motion to approve the low responsible bidder, Evans & Son, and that's also with the alternative of alternative one, on the condition that they provide all these documentations before the contract is signed.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Trustee Daney, is there any further discussion that we have not already had?
I do not understand why it is acceptable to get incomplete bids and accept them. This is not, you know, we're a governmental agency. We have a responsibility in the use of public funds. And if we're going to contract with somebody that doesn't think that it's important meet the specifications, then how do we know that their performance is going to be anything that is going to reflect positively on this business, this organization? I am really unhappy with you.
I'm very happy that you provide us with the lowest responsible bidder. there was sufficient information in the bid packet talking about their prior jobs they've done, and broken down to like 2020, 2019, 2018, I don't know exactly how far back they went, with other governmental agencies, that they have done this type of work. And I am very concerned about the spending public money. And in this case, I mean, there's been situations that's come before this board that just because somebody is the lowest bidder doesn't make them the lowest responsible
bidder. Right, absolutely.
I believe there was sufficient information in there that said, okay, to me, that the use of our public money to repair our parking lot, Evans and Son could do the job. Thank you.
Roll call.
Monica, did you have anything to add?
No, I know Peggy's already seconded the motion, so I'm ready to vote.
Thank you.
We'll take a roll call then.
Okay, Trustee Barry?
Yes.
Monica?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Trustee Olson?
No.
Peggy's on vacation. Trustee Dady, yes. Hopkins?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll get the rest of anything else that's required. And has the attorney reviewed it yet?
No, that will be the next step. I need to prepare all the documents for attorney review. So if there was anything that needed to be added, it can be added with the attorney packet. I will state just one more time that as far as the financial documents, those were not included because they usually, most contractors don't include them unless they're the low bidder, to keep them from traveling around. So.
Well, I just want to add one thing. I had enough time to review their financial information. Also, any financial information that's come before this before, I have never verified that information on myself. I don't have that expertise, nor do I wish to. But the information you provided to me was sufficient to go forward. Thank you.
And the one quick question for you. The addition of the $3,000 part, that can just be approved at the next board meeting after you put together the attorney packet? Or do you want that done tonight?
No, tonight we would just need the base or the total bid amount, which is the $199, mm-hmm. and then we would need the alternate.
Okay, that's what we did.
And that's what we would write the contract for. And then we still have a few weeks yet. So I need to actually draw up something for you to review for the next board meeting then for the addition of the 500 square feet for the trash enclosure here, mm-hmm. and then the sidewalk.
Okay.
So that would be a sketch that you would review. Then we would send that to the contractor for pricing.
I have two questions about what has been approved. On the ramp, as opposed to the way that it is currently configured in the J, is going to go straight down, if I read the drawings correctly. At the bottom of the ramp, will there be a rail separating like where the tree or the bush is at the end of that so that people don't run through?
It's a flat pad when you get to the bottom of the ramp. There is a landing when it comes after it slopes, then it comes to the flat pad.
Okay, so no is the answer. I also noticed on the last drawings that we did, and I don't believe this was on the earlier drawings, that the bicycle rack is being pulled. What is our plan as far as accommodating bicycles? I oftentimes, when I'm here, see bicycles that are chained to that rack. Do we have another location that we're going to provide for?
I know that there's one over on the other side
right.
of the
I haven't building. Ever seen any bikes in it. I don't know if it's very popular, the one that's on that side, but that will be part of this is also going to be part of the Bartlett, the review by the municipality. We did replace like-for-like in our drawings, so that one is pretty rusted out. That's right here on the west side of the building. So we opted to pull it, and we put one that's just like it in its place. However, when the municipality does perform the review, they may want something different than that, and we'd have to accommodate it at that point.
Okay.
But right now, it's going to be similar to the setup to what you have.
When I read your comments on your drawings, it said remove bicycle rack. It didn't say move and replace, it just said remove. So I just wanted to clarify that.
If it wasn't on the, I know it was caught, if it wasn't on the original drawings, for sure it was on the addenda. I remember having this discussion with the engineer, so we opted, I selected one that was exactly the same.
Town Hall.
Are you clear in terms of what we need as far as the connections to the back out of the courtyard, that two of the exits there are in fact fire exits, and so there will have to be connections to that central pad?
Yep. I
from the east end of the building, as well as straight back to the north.
I think that was a great suggestion to include that. So I will draw a sketch, and then we'll send it over just to make sure we're all on the same page. We'll send that out. If there's any comments or anything needs to change, then we can adjust that. But
I do have the unit price for the material.
Yep.
Already for that, so it has been bid.
But I'll, as I understand it, I'll draw it up, and then if there's any changes, then we can certainly adjust that. We have a few weeks for that. So.
I'm bringing a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Fry. All right.
Roll call. Trustee Barry.
Yes.
Trustee Sias.
Yes.
Trustee Hopkins.
Yes.
Trustee Olson.
Yes.
Trustee Monica.
Yes.
Trustee Beccaro's on vacation, and I say yes also. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Have a nice evening, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye, Monica.
7:26. Okay, thanks, guys. Sorry, I need to breathe.
Let me walk you guys out.
Not
anytime
soon. Thank you, Freddy, for coming out.
Thank you.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night. All right.
Bye.
Good night to you.
Is this still recording?
I did not turn it off.